Not playing hard to get anymore, are you, Shave? Decided to join me for a nibble. Well, this is the spot for it. A veritable feast for the likes of you around these parts. Bones everywhere you turn. Careful now, don't choke on that clavicle, whatever you do. Come along then. Nothing like a light walk after a meal. Might want to stay on terra firma for a spell, instead of flapping your wings. Know what I mean? Oh, look over there, Shape. Now that is something. A family plot. And a big one. You can always tell the important ones. Even in death, they insist on taking up real estate. Ah, but look. This fine oak's roots have pushed up through the sod, torn the ground wide open, soil all churned, even bits of coffin peeking through. Look at all the flowers and little trinkets. Someone living. Still keeping up appearances. No doubt a descendant. A wealthy one, too, by the look of these tranquilments. Hard to read. The elements are nothing if not the great equalizer. Names, dates, and positions all erode eventually. Now, let's see. Looks like someone scrawled over the wear and tear. What's it say? Rob Barron, the great industrialist. Robert Barron. That name does ring a bell. Built quite a fortune, squeezing his workers dry, crushing any competition, and bending markets and men alike to his will. Oh, and look at this. All his heirs gathered round, neat, cowering, and obedient, even in death. Their little coffins bent sideways and churned by the roots of time. Which brings to mind a tale. A tale as old as time, my weary listener. A tale of generational rot or redemption. I'll let you decide. I give you Roxanne Benjamin's The Devil's Share.
Morning.
What'll it be?
It's a ginger ale for me, thanks.
Sure you don't want some gin in that?
Appreciate the offer, but 11 in the morning's a little early for my tastes.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Just ignore old Hank. He wouldn't know what year it was you told him 5 minutes ago, let alone the time of day.
You could buy it around, Sonny?
Right. No. Sorry. So, I'm new around here. Just got into town.
Oh, you don't say.
Is that obvious? It's the accent? Or, well, the lack of one that gave it away?
That's the boots. That's too shiny and new. Looks like that shine hadn't worn off of you yet, either. I'm guessing, college boy? You just graduated?
Man, you read me dead to rights. I should have scuffed him up a bit after I bought him. But I got a couple more years under my belt since college, so, just passing through. Looking to find some gainful employment. Speaking of, you know of any work around here?
Not off the top of my head, no. This Rust Belt Town's more rust than town these days.
Well, what about the factory up the road? Darrow Industries? Are they hiring? I hear they've been having some trouble since the CEO died.
Oh, there's always a Darrow in the boroughs. There's always work at the factory.
I don't think there's a place for a guy like him, Hank.
Oh, what kind of guy is that? Or, better yet, what kind of guy are you saying the factory is for?
You see that group of guys over there? Ones that aren't really talking to each other, just hunkered down over their pints, staring off in the middle distance?
Yeah? I take it they work at Darrow? I can handle hard work.
Well, it's not how hard the work is, it's what it does to you. Now, their parents before them and grandparents before that, we all got roots down deep in this town, or we'd get out. Trust me, you don't want to end up rooted here.
Well, consider me just a leaf in the breeze, no roots here. And like I said, I'm just looking for some temp work. And like you said, Darrow seems like it's the place to go around here.
I've seen a lot of people say the same thing, just trust me. Stay away from that place.
All right. I'll give it a pass. How much I owe you for the drink?
It's on the house. Welcome to Vernal Falls, kid.
Appreciate it.
Whatever happened to my free drink?
Hank, take a seat.
Okay, that's not fair. My drink.
Well, that was a dead end. Where to next?
Oh, sorry, did not mean to scare you there. I'm sorry. The name's Chet. You're Randy, right?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Oh, I heard you talking to the bartender, just stepped outside for a smoke and saw you were still here. My lucky day.
Oh, gotcha. Well, can I help you with something?
Well, Randy, it's more how I can help you. I work at Darrow Industries. I'm one of the shift managers and a bit of a recruiter, too, you might say. Don't worry about what the bartender said. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Factory is a great place to work, and we're always hiring.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Yeah, look, I'll set you up with Mr. Malthus. He's running the place temporarily, like, you know, what with old Darrow Sr. kicking the bucket and all. But I'll get you right in. I mean, how's tomorrow?
Tomorrow? Wow, yeah. I'm free anytime. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Wow, this place is far fancier than I expected for a factory. Not less doom and gloom than that bartender made it out to be. Jesus, even the doors are fancy. There's carvings all over the whole thing. Okay, Mr. Malthus's office. Here it is.
Come in.
Thank you so much for fitting me in for the interview on such short notice, Mr. Malthus.
Well, we've always got openings for new blood here at Darrow Industries, Mr. Pritchard. Especially lately, it's been harder than ever to draw in fresh faces to our little corner of the world. People have so many more options than they did even a few decades ago, wouldn't you say? Lots of vices to tend, more money to spend, harder to pin anyone down to a small town. Tell me, Mr. Pritchard, what do you know about Darrow Industries?
Not a lot, to be honest. It's a huge corporation, and almost everyone in town seems to work here.
Darrow Industries is just about the only thing keeping this town alive. Has been for generations. It's natural the townsfolk would owe their continued service to the Darrow family after everything they've done around here. What else?
The company has been family-owned by the Darrows since it started, and the head of the company just died?
He did, indeed. And the board has left me in charge for the time being. George Darrow, regrettably, has no heir. And you always need a Darrow to keep things running smoothly around here in the boroughs. Until we find his closest next of kin, this machine just won't run as well. You know what I'm saying? Things start breaking down before too long. But I've got a feeling we'll find who we're looking for. Soon. Very soon.
And about that, I have heard some interesting stories about the Darrow family. They seem quite fascinating. If you wouldn't mind me asking about them, I'd...
Sorry, Mr. Pritchard. Unfortunately, our time is up. The factory floor is 3 flights down. Someone will meet you and run you through what you'll be doing here.
So I'm hired? We haven't even talked about my qualifications.
Well, you come most highly recommended, and I think you'll do just fine here, Mr. Pritchard. Just fine.
And the bathrooms are over by the red hall there, so that's about all you need to know to get started, kid. Here's your station. Just get on the line, and it'll be like you've always been here.
Okay, thanks for running me through it all, Shep, and for that recommendation.
Not a problem, not a problem. The moment I saw you, I knew you'd be just the right person for the job.
Hey, before I get started, can I just ask you something about this place?
Now's the time.
There's a lot of stories about how folks have disappeared around Vernal Falls, especially around the factory itself. You ever seen anything or heard anything strange here about the Darrows, even?
That, sure. Every place like this has got its urban legends, doesn't it? Ghosties and goblins and all that. You're not one of those guys that believes all that kind of bunk, are you?
Oh, no. Nothing like that, but, you know, the Darrow family does seem to have a lot of mystery around them. I just looked up the place before I got here is all, and a lot of weird stuff came up.
Randy, truth is, this is a dangerous place. Bound to be some injuries and the like if you're not careful about minding your P's and Q's, especially if you get it. I've been waiting to climb the next ring for years.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, what did you say? Ring? Yeah. Yeah, do you hear that ringing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you end up hearing weird things when all the machines are going. Almost like they're talking to you. Hey, best not start talking back, though. Anyway, time to get started. Are you listening?
Yeah, sorry. That was weird. Getting started. Right, I'm following. Okay, then. I would have expected it to be a sweatbox in here, but man, I'm freezing. And no one's talking. How can no one be talking to pass the time? There's no music, there's no... nothing. Must be 200 people in here, and no one said a word in over 3 hours since I started. Just the machines. God, I can almost hypnotize you, really. Wait, what was I saying? Wow, it's been 30 more minutes. Okay, that's it. I can't take this anymore. The silence is mad. Hey, buddy, hey. Hey. Yeah, I'm new here. What's your name? I'm Randy.
Huh?
Whoa, are you okay? No offense, but you look like you're kind of asleep standing up over there.
What?
No, not. I'm just saying that this is my first day. Have you been here long?
What's it to you?
Just making conversation. It's really talking.
Yeah. Let me give you some advice. You start your shift on the line, you end your shift on the line, and you don't want to lose your nose sticking it somewhere it don't belong.
Okay, then. The only guy even close to my station is not a real people person. Gonna be a long night. What's happening? This is new. Where are they going? Hey, buddy, what's going on? Half the guys here, they just walked off. Is it break timers? Hey, hello? Oh, shit, now Mr. Friendly's walking off, too. Well, when in Rome. Oh, look, they're shut. Where's he taking them? Oh, no, it's got that green. Oh, God, it won't stop. Okay, that's better. There must be all this space in here, the acoustics just kind of messing with your ears, depending on where you are. I'm gonna keep following them and see where this leads. Okay, they've turned into a hallway leading down into a deeper level of the factory. This is definitely strange. There doesn't seem to be anything down here. Still, no one's saying a single word. How hell is this place? It's huge. It's like a cavern. Oh, crap. Okay, I better stay back or they'll see me. What the hell is that thing? What the hell is it building? Wait, I can almost make something out. Like, words. Just like you said, it's talking to me. I've got to follow it. Yeah, that's right. I've got to follow. I have to see inside. I have to hear it better. I have to see the roots.
Hey! What are you doing here?
Hey, Chet, you scare me. Oh, that was weird. I was kind of turned around. I'm not sure where I ended up. I was looking for the bathroom, and I thought there might be a meeting or something.
Get back on the floor and get on your line.
Right. I'm on my way.
Top of the morning. Back so soon?
Yeah, long night. I think I will take that drink now. Rocks. And make it a double.
Well, far be it from me to deny a man his liquor, but, isn't this a little early, according to you?
Yeah, I may have been wrong on that count.
What's with the laptop?
You know, I just figured I'd get some work done.
Oh, we got some booths in the back.
All right, thanks. This old recorder better have worked. I hate going to analog, but I didn't know how else to sneak this in.
Goblins and all that. You're not one of those guys that believes all that kind of bunk, are you?
Oh, no. Oh, shit, what is that? Radio interview? Man, I knew my transmitter was buggy. Better not be over the whole recording.
I don't understand why you'd give me that look, given all the noise. I've been talking, no one's really... Is this all slipping downhill? I didn't realize there was an even lower level to this place.
What the hell? It's not the tape, it's here. That was weird. Maybe something wrong with the jukebox? Okay, where was I?
There's no way out. There's no way out.
What the hell? Is that even me?
Wow, Randy. You must have looked like a real nutter talking to yourself recording that. You get any funny looks?
Oh, Taylor, there you are. I thought you were never gonna get here.
This place was hard to find. It's not even on half the maps. So how did it go last night? Hey, are you okay? You look a little pale.
Sorry, I had a really weird night. That factory was disorienting.
Yes, I thought I'd never see you again. You'd be disappeared. Ooh, the Darrows are coming to get you, Barbara.
Be serious. This is going to be the most boring episode ever if we don't get our hands on something big.
Don't give up that easy. You're the one who pressed so hard for us to follow up on this one. And this is why the Tell Me No More Lies podcast is one of the fastest growing small town conspiracy drama thriller podcasts out there. I mean, we're definitely going to crack the top 10 if we play this one, right? The Darrows are the white whale. You got in. That's huge. So, how'd it go?
Well... The foreman made some comment about how they're looking for the Darrow heir, which might be something, but no one's talking. At least they're definitely not talking about anything useful.
And we still haven't interviewed our source that brought us here from the tip line email. They sounded like a total wacko, so that'll be a good one. I bet you get loads out of them. Did you at least get to snoop around while you were there? Get some good pics?
I thought I saw something strange, but it's nothing solid, okay? And there's got to be some connection we can find to make this whole thing just more juicy.
Well, funny you said that, because I think I've got something. It's no smoking gun, but it's definitely pod-worthy, and has the whole something's rotten in rural America thing going for it. So, while you were working the inside angle, I went to that local library, and the librarian there was such a sweet old lady, but also kinda not all there, and she thought I was the daughter of some friend of hers. So...
Hi there. Sorry, I can see you're busy putting those away. I'm
just wondering if you can help me look something up.
Oh, dear. Sorry, I didn't see you there. Hearing's not what it used to be. What exactly are you looking for?
Well, I'm looking for the town records, particularly on the Darrow family, and I'm having a little trouble finding anything. I was wondering if you could let me... Ma'am? Hi, are you okay? Maybe you should sit down.
Oh, what? Sorry. Can get yourself a little lost if you're not careful. Thought I heard something. Now, what was it we were... Oh, Margaret, my word, dear. It's been so long, I hardly recognized you. How's your mother, dear? I haven't seen her in ages.
Sorry. I think that you have me confused for someone else. I don't think you knew my mom. I mean, even I didn't know my mom. and my name...
Oh, I know who you are, dear. So what can I help with?
Right. So, the Darrow family? I can't find any records pertaining to them, and...
Would you like to go to the Darrow family archives?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Well, then follow me, then. Why, it's just been so long. How's that little daughter of yours doing? Kaylinth, was it?
Oh, yeah. Kaylinth. She's great. Just great.
That's good. That's good. Having heirs is such a blessing. She's just a spitting image of you. Just like you are of your mother. It's the eyes.
Yep. We've got very strong eye genes in the family. Everyone always says.
Well, here we are. Let me find the keys. The family history files are on the left. All the more general town history related to the family and founding is on the right. I'll leave you to it.
Oh my gosh, this is all the history I can find. They're squirreling it away down here in a private vault, but why? All right, let's see. Founding, accidents, fire? Oh, what's this hiding back here now? Ha ha! Jackpot.
So she just let you into the private vault?
Yes. Had to have been because she thought I was her friend's daughter or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's open to everybody. Vanity thing. So I couldn't get everything, but I managed to sneak these out with me.
Okay. What am I looking at?
Vernal Falls used to be a booming industry town. Lumber, oil, you name it. Then, all of a sudden, Darrow shows up and becomes the only game in town.
That could be any number of things. Failed businesses, moving somewhere else.
I would have thought so too, but every other factory or business had some calamity or another. Fire, flood, explosion, all within a 1 year period. And the only one left?
Darrow Industries.
Exactly. Darrow Industries. And check this out. It's an article in the Vernal Falls paper from a month after the factory opened. Look below the fold. Front page.
Unidentified wasting disease takes 100 more souls.
No, not that. Beside it.
Seventh death at Darrow. Is factory cursed?
Combine that with all the missing persons reports here in the past few decades, the strange stories about the plant being haunted, all the other businesses disappearing.
And you can just see those weekly listener numbers multiply. This is really good stuff. You got all this just from one afternoon at the local library?
Yes. Which is why I wanted to bring up again, make me a co-host on the pod. You know dual host Tess well, and I'm basically co-writing the show at this point.
Okay, hold on. There's a difference between background research and putting together the actual show. The false starts, the characters, the twists and turns with the local color, the reveals, finessing the language, the whole thing. It's just like a big machine. And I know you think you're doing a lot, but it's still just background. It's still just one piece of the machine. And it's what you're good at. You're a great spoke in the wheel, but I'm still the one driving. Hey, you know what? Maybe we can look at it further down the road. Next season, maybe.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, great. Glad you understand. So,
that's what you said last year.
Let's get back to business. You go back to the library, I guess. See what else you can dig up. Maybe you can get that old lady to talk some more, pretend to be this Margaret person. And I'm going to go check on that tip line source. Ah, this must be the place. Jeez, this house seems like it's about to fall down.
We don't want anything that you're selling.
Oh, I'm not a salesman. Are you Mrs. Sanford? Is this the Sanford residence?
Who wants to know?
I'm Randy, with the Tell Me No More Lies podcast. I got a letter from a Mr. Terrence Sanford to our Murders and Mysteries tip email. Is he home?
Yes, he is. Come out back. Terry was always interested in history. Family trees, old stories and such. It's how he found out so much. Too much. I have to warn you, Terry's not all there anymore.
I'm sorry to hear that. My adoptive grandfather got the same way in his 80s.
He's only 62. Just retired. It's that factory. He was there too long and... He's not who he was anymore.
What do you mean?
That place just eats away at you, boy. Eats away at your soul. I told you in my email, didn't I?
Oh, you're the one who wrote in. Are you a big fan of the show?
I wrote everyone. You're just the only one who wrote back. Someone needs to know. They need to know so it won't happen again to another town. So they can make it stop before more people get hurt. He's up ahead. There he is. Someone's here to see you, Terry.
Who's that? What does he want?
He's from the paper. From the city. An investigator.
Well, it's a podcast, actually. Tell Me No More Lies. Maybe you've heard of it. Your wife is a big fan.
Well, I can't say that I have. What do you want with me?
Oh, I'm doing a story on Vernal Falls. And your wife thought you might be able to help me with some background. Your family's from here. I hear you're a bit of a local historian, too.
Generations we've been here. Stuck like everyone else. They won't let go, holding on tight to all the pieces. Pieces you don't want to lose, pieces you don't remember. It's like fruit rotting on the vine. My friends, my family. Now, they're ringing, you hear that? Why is it back? It won't stop. Let you out.
Mr. Sanford, are you all right?
What's that? It's gone. Sorry, I get lost a little bit these days. I can't hold on to as much as I used to.
No, that's okay. I'm just wondering if there's anything you can tell me about Vernal Falls and the Darrows, about their connection to this town.
Their connection? They don't connect. They break everything they touch. Build it back, but worse, empty. We're just pieces of them, cracked open, poured out, sucked dry to the bone. You know, you listen to me. You don't want to get involved in that place, boy. And you don't want to go nosing around that family. They'll chew you up and spit you out, tie you down here, and never let you go. Rooted here. Rooted for good.
Rooted? That phrase, there's another man I spoke to yesterday. He also said his family was rooted here.
And they don't have a choice. The Darrows, they took it. Took it from everyone.
Right. I'm not sure what you mean, but there's... Look, there's a lot of missing persons cases here. That's one of the things I was looking into.
They're not missing. They're still here, in the roots, don't you see? Listen, I know this from my father, and his father before him, about the Darrow family. They didn't save us, save this town. They cursed us, cursed down the line. There was a sickness, a wasting sickness.
Wasting disease, the paper Taylor found.
It was killing everyone in town, especially the children. And then he came, Darrow. He said he could cure them, stop the sickness. But there was a cost. They take pieces. You don't notice at first. You forget your first kiss. Your father's hand on your shoulder. The smell of grass in the summer. Your mother's face. The moments, all the little moments you cherish in your life. They take them from you. Take them all. Suck down into the roots, into the machine, until there's nothing left of you, until they have your whole soul in the machine. It gets in your head. The noise, it's unbearable. The voice, the ringing. The townsfolk thought it was just them. The contract that they were saving us, their children, the next generation. They didn't realize what they gave up, what he took from us. The contract, it was passed down the line to each new Darrow, each new generation of townsfolk. A new one takes over, and the contract continues. We thought it would end. Finally, a stop to this curse. George Darrow died with no heirs. We thought we'd be free. Finally, what's left of us. But his sister died in childbirth. The child, it lived. They were taken, hidden, left in an orphanage 27 years ago. We thought it would stop the cycle if they were never found. But the air is getting closer. They must be. I can feel it. The machine, it's getting stronger again. Pulling again.
Son, are you all right? You look almost as stricken as my Terry.
I was left at an orphanage as a baby 27 years ago. What is it? I have to find it.
You hear it too? No.
I don't know.
It's you. Get out. You hear me? Get out. I did my time. You already got everything from me. I won't go back. I won't. You hear me?
Sister, speak your sense. How could... No. No, this is crazy. This is crazy. I can't start believing this nonsense. This is what my show's about, not my actual fucking life. Taylor, I have to find Taylor. I have to find Taylor. We have to get the fuck out of this place before we all go crazy.
Sir, can I help you?
You? Yes. Okay, you've seen her. You've seen my friend. She was here earlier. Taylor, she talked to you. She told me that she talked to the librarian.
Taylor, I don't think I know a Taylor.
Taylor, she talked to you. She told me that she... Oh, she, what was it? What was the name? You showed her the restricted area.
Oh, why, yes. You must mean Miss Margaret.
Yes, Margaret. Margaret, that's right. That's what I meant. I meant Margaret. Have you seen Margaret again? Has she been here?
Oh, yes, she was here, yes. She just left a bit ago.
Okay, did she say where she was going?
Oh, yes. She had some questions for me about Mr. Malthus at the factory. She said she was going to stop being a damn spoke. Whatever that means.
Oh, no. Taylor! Sam! Malthus? Oh, it's not here. God damn it, oh my head. What is it saying? Malthus! Where are you, you bastard?
Come now, Mr. Pritchard. There's no need to kick up all this fuss.
Where is she, Malthus? Oh, God. Just get the noise out of my head. I'll kill you, old man.
Such violence. Miss Taylor is doing just fine here at the factory. Fitting right in. And just in time, too. Why, the whole board is here to meet the new heir. Got a whole crowd down there.
I won't take over this deal, Mathis, no matter what you say. I'm not who you think I am, okay? I'm not your fucking heir. Let her go. No, you know what? You know what? I am the heir, and I command you to let all of this town free. How about that? No more contract. Now, where the hell is she?
Why, right where she should be, Mr. Pritchard. Down on the line. At the machine.
No. No, not her too.
Yes, her too.
I'm afraid you're too late for her.
We're just being led down here, fed to this thing. This can't be real. Just get out of the way. Out of my way, you fucking zombies. There she is. Oh my God, she's hypnotized. Just like them, I have to get her. Taylor, hey, snap out of it.
What? Randy, let me go.
No, we have to go, now. Don't you see what's happening here? These people, they're fueling the machine. The Darrows are demons. They're devils, they're soul vampires. I don't fucking know what they are, but there's some evil fucking shit, okay? They're draining people. They're trapping them here, and they think I'm one of them. I'm the next heir. You have to snap out of it!
Oh, Randy. You're starting to sound like one of those kooks you talk to on your podcast. Besides, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm just fine.
No, Taylor, you're not. You're being brainwashed. You're being pulled in. We have to get away from this thing. I'm right about this. Please, just listen to me.
I should have stopped listening to your bullshit a long time ago, Randy. Blah, 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 blah. Don't you ever just get sick of your own goddamn voice? It's like a goddamn ringing inside of my head, just listening to how much you love yourself day in and day out. Your whispers and little digs.
You don't believe that. You couldn't. You're not thinking clearly, okay? Just come with me. I'm the Darrow heir, so maybe I can stop all this.
Oh, Randy, you still don't get it, do you? This is why I have to connect all the fucking dots. You're not the heir. I am.
Wait, what? What? But no. It all fits. I was adopted 27 years ago. I was drawn to this story. I've been hearing the machine, the bull, the old man. He said...
That old librarian knew. She recognized me. Well, not me, but my looks. I found some old photos while I was there of the Darrows, down in the vault. The family vault. You know, I never knew my mother. Turns out she was trying to protect me. Her dying wish. Hiding me out with another family. Trying to keep me from this fate. To end the line. To break the contract.
You mean the curse on this town? All these years, all these people.
Curse, contract. I guess it depends on how you fit the pieces together. How you tell the story. You know, Malthus filled me in. And I've got big plans for this place. And now the board is coming. Can't you hear them? Just on the other side?
I can't get out. I have to go inside. It's pulling me. Taylor, please make it stop. You can't do this to me. I'm your partner, remember?
I don't know, Randy. I'm starting to come around to that singular voice idea. Like you said, some of us are meant to lead, and some of us are just meant to keep the machine running. They're calling you now, and they're hungry to welcome you to town.
No! I can't get out! I can't get out! I can't get out! I can't get out. I can't get out.
Well, I always say, share and share alike. I don't think Robert Barron and his ilk got the memo. Not like you and me shape besties to the end. Ah, here we are at last. The cholera pit. What? You didn't think it was an actual cholera pit, did you, dear listener? Why, the actual cholera pit is all the way at the other end of the cemetery. Come on, Shape. Time for a tipple. Until next time, dear listener, this is the host and his bestie beastie signing off.
You have just listened to The Devil's Share, written, directed, and edited by Roxanne Benjamin. Featuring the voice talents of Zach Guilford, Jonah Ray Rodriguez, Larry Fessenden, John Daly, Matt Peters, Susan Burke, Kate Frund, Rigo Garay, Evan L. Katz, and Owen Greenish Young. Sound design and mix, Owen Greenish Young. Score by The Gifted. The Devil's Share was recorded at Monkeyland Audio in Los Angeles, with additional recording at Underground Audio in New York City. Produced by Larry Fessenden and Glenn McQuaid, along with Jordan Goss-Perret and Rigo Garay. Poster by Brian Lavelle. Copyright Tales from Beyond the Pale 2026.